moving from right to left to start second quarter action. The Falcons have it. First down and 10 at the New Mexico 48. Lobos in front 7-0. A delay of 1 hour is behind us as the quarterback Arian Werthmann is going to go up under center in the old traditional double wing as he looks back to his fullback for some final instructions to Parker Wilson. And the ball is snapped. They run the option to the boundary side, the short side. And there's the first tackle of the year for Big JW. Johnny Williams buries Werthmann from behind after a gain of 3.5, maybe 4. It'll be second down and 6 for Air Force.
Yeah, you come out of the break and you just want to get some pads on pad, get the option game going, maybe even a quarterback sweep, but the Lobos stop it before a big game.
You know who had a great first quarter? Alex Hart with 3 solo tackles, a sack, a QB hurry. The middle linebacker for New Mexico made his presence felt early. Second and 6, far right hash, 44 of the Lobos Air Force ball. Werthmann in the shotgun now, and McVay is the tailback. McVay will go straight up the right hash before he is brought down. Combo tackle from Jake Roschuler, and one of the big guys up front, Kenny Okonkwo, but it looks like McVay has exactly what he needed, 6 yards for an Air Force first down.
Yeah, and they'll definitely try to get him going. He is their guy, their home run hitter. Obviously, it showed his ability, so they'll try to get him going early.
5 TDs combined receiving rushing against the Lobos here on this field 2 years ago in an Air Force loss. McVay faked motioning to the backfield as the Falcons go double wing, centered between the hash marks, moving right to left at the Lobo 38. First and 10, down 7-0, early second quarter after the 1 hour weather delay. Werthmann under center here for the double wing. And it's the fullback, and he'll take it off right tackle, and boom, through Gurgle before Ocasio knocks him down. That's going to be a gain of 6 or 7 for Parker Wilson. They get the dive going. They're very tough to stop.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, if they get the guy going up the middle, whether who it is or who, whatever running back or fullback it is, they are an explosive offense. It gets everything else wide open for the Falcons.
Through a couple of weeks, Wilson had 11 carries and only 79 yards. He rushed it 99 yards on 20 carries last week alone in the rain at home in the loss to San Diego State. Second and 4, far right hash, Lobo 32, Air Force in Lobo territory. This is McVay, off right tackle. The Lobos bury him. Cody Baker is the first man there. And Jake Roschuler and Alex Hart and Austin Ocasio fly into the football, gang tackling, no gain.
That's it. You know that's a sign of a good defense when there's several people at the line of scrimmage, at the point of attack on the ball. Gang tackling, safety in numbers for the Lobos.
The Lobo fans, many of whom are on the concourse looking for some shelter during rainfall, during our 1 hour delay, have made their way back to the seats. They're on their feet, hands together on a 3rd and 4 at the Lobo 32. Air Force ball, shotgun snap, run the option, wide side, late pitch. He's found McVay, trouble. McVay to the 30, to the 25. Ball is out at the 15, and it trickles out of bounds. What a play on the near sideline. Stripping that football at the last moment was Alex Hart, but nobody could get to it before it trickled across the near left sideline. First and 10, Air Force at the New Mexico 16.
Wow, just a late developing play. The Lobos had everybody in position, and then last minute, Werthmann pitches it out to McVay and fumbles it on the sideline and bounces out. Heartbreaking, heart-wrenching moment right there for the Lobos as it tantalizes right there on the sideline.
It hovered for a second.
Yeah.
Looked like it might stay in the field of play. Alex Hart, he pounded down on that football like he was chopping wood. What a play. First and 10 near left hash. Lobo 16, Air Force's first trip to the Lobo red zone, down a touchdown. McVay up the middle, and he's brought down. Combo of Jordan Flack and Jermaine Conyers bring him down. And that'll bring up a second down and long.
Yeah, you can tell that the Falcons got in the sideline and said, hey, we got to get number 33 going, get him the ball.
Second and 8, near left hash. 15-yard line of the Lobos. Pitch play. This is McVay. He's got himself a touchdown. Bijan Parker pushed him into the end zone, but not before McVay crosses to pay dirt. It is a 14-yard scamper for McVay, and we're a PAT away from a tie.
Yeah, that's just your old traditional toss. You get your best play of the ball in space. You get people out in the flats blocking for him. He makes a cut, gets it north and south, accelerates, and gets it in the end zone.
That's the old toss sweep that USC made famous, student body right there. And that's as old school as it gets. PAT coming for Luke Strabel, one of the top place kickers in the history of the Air Force program. He's never missed one of those, and he's still perfect. 7-7 tie at the 12:04 mark. Affiliates, this is first half break number five. First half break number five, affiliates, at the 12:04 mark in the second quarter. 7-7 tie. Bobo football from Learfield. Back on Press Row in Dreamstyle Stadium, New Mexico has seen Air Force knot things up at 7 apiece. A Falcons drive that covers a total of 75 yards and a one-hour weather delay. It took 12 plays and 5:18 on the clock time, so you add in the 1 hour, and that was really some drive. And McVay finishes off officially from 15 yards. On the pitch play, he takes it in at 12:04, second quarter. We are tied at 7, Lobos 7, Air Force 7, and that was signature stuff for the Falcons, Dontrell. They just mixed and matched in a run game and kind of did whatever they wanted.
Yeah, they did all their thing. They got the dive going, but the consistent theme in that drive was who? Number 33, McVay. He is their guy. He is their bread and butter. He has the ability to take you to the house, and he showed you on all aspects up the middle, up the side, you know, and for the touchdown for the Falcons.
So the Falcons will kick it off from right to left, and the Lobos have two men split deep back at the end line to our left. Darryl Chestnut on the far left hash and Elijah Lilly on the near right hash. Strable pounds this one. It'll carry 6 yards deep into the end zone, and Lilly will let it go. The Lobos will take over. First and 10 at their own 25. Downstairs we go to the third member of our broadcast team, Ned James. Go ahead, Ned.
Hey, Robert. Just saw Coach Cosgrove and Coach Davey getting on the defense about just stopping the dive with number 33. 33 is the main guy going forward. Back up to you guys.
Thank you, Ned. Lobo ball centered between the hash marks, moving left to right. The Lobo 25 at a 7-7 tie. Split backfield for Lamar Jordan as he runs the option play to the wide side to his right, and they string it out this time. He was looking to pitch to Ramel Jordan. Instead, he's knocked out of bounds on the near sideline. Jamel Sanders was the first man there, and giving chase as well was Jack Floyd.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do against the option. Get it strung out, get it pushed to the sideline with no seams or no avenues or no crevices for Lamar and company to cut up.
Don't think that the Lobo coaching staff ever thought this could possibly be easy against a team like Air Force, and they certainly, the Falcons did, made the adjustments during that one-hour weather delay and marched it right down the field to tie this game up. We're early second quarter, and Lamar Jordan's going to keep it, turn up the left hash, and he's buried. Very sure-handed tackle from the corner, Robert Bullard. He's from Covington, Georgia, and that was a short gain. Give him 4, call it 3rd and 6.
Yeah, they cut it up right there. It looked like it was going to be a bigger gain. Then he just closed on it and, you know, hit Lamar pretty good on that play.
Thought Lamar had a real seam.
Yeah.
And then Bullard.
Out of nowhere.
Man. Turned up the heat. 3rd and 6, far left hash, moving left to right. Lobo 28, Jordan in the gun, will throw, drops back 2 steps, middle screen set up, has his man Griffin, wide open to the 40, up the numbers to midfield to the 40 of Air Force, to the 30, needs a block with great speed, Griffin to the house, Lobo touchdown, Jay Griffin, the electrifier.
To the house, it was the same kind of get out of trouble. Lamar keeps a play alive, dumps it to the speedster, he dukes, he dives, he hits the X button all the way to the house.
71 yards, and Griffin finds the end zone. As far as receiving is concerned, it's Griffin's 3rd touchdown. Overall, it's his 4th. And
man,
how do they lose track of Jay Griffin? He was wide open in the flat.
I'll tell you why. We talked about it in the show. X factors don't really get a lot of love from the defense. They don't game plan for him. That's why you need to. That's why they're the X factor.
Sanders perfect on the point after. Lobos back in front 14-7. The explosion play. Griffin from Jordan, 71 yards. Lobos 14 and Air Force 7. Lobo football from Learfield.